One. Okay, guys, welcome back to the PVO show. It's your man D.O. Peter Prince. So we are back, and I wanted to switch things up, and let's talk about comedy cancel culture. Going over Dave Chappelle's special. Dave Chappelle is literally one of my favorite stand-up comedians. This man is the GOAT. This nigga really is the GOAT. One thing that I absolutely love about his comedy, if you are a fan of him, everything that he's done with his Netflix specials, saying that it is amazing is still like not even enough a credit for what he's done. This man can give you comedy. And he can give you pretty much everything. He can give you some raunchy comedy. But he's one of the only few that I know that can give you something like really raunchy, but like have a meaning behind it if you listen. And you know, Twitter, and one thing I love, he said, you know, Twitter is not a real place. It's not. A lot of people with thoughts, a lot of people on there with ideas, you know, and stuff. Always something to say, always got something. They always got something to say or something like that. Everybody's always going to be opinionated heavily. But the trans community, for some of them, and this is not everybody, they're really dropping the ball with reactions that I've seen to Dave Chappelle. In his special, he literally even brings out the fact that when have I ever came on here and said that I had a problem with trans people? And he's never came on his special and said like, I hate trans. He's never done that. And no one that is a fan of Dave Chappelle is literally walking around going, you know what? Dave Chappelle told me to come to you and tell you to your face, fuck you. No one's ever said that. Like, I hope that there's a trans person that listens to this and knows that like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not thinking about you. Not on a personal level. Or media level or anything. Go live your fucking life and stop worrying about what other people think about you. Cause like it's only you. Do you. Do what you gotta do. And I'm not saying that there's not people out there that fuck with people. But I do remember a time when it was trans people out there that already were here, existed. Everybody around them knew who they were and stuff like that. When this shit got out of hand and really got blown up, you know, saying into a bigger deal. There's nothing wrong with representation, for, you know, saying for trans people at all. If, you know, saying if a lot of them needed that representation, like they felt like, hey, no one's speaking about us, then hey, now you have it. But what are you going to do with it? And what Dave has been going on about his cult, you know, saying what he's been really trying to defend is just that, you know, a lot of comedians out there, a lot of them feel like they can't really do their job as comedians because I'm going to offend this person. And you can't really have comedy with everybody freaking talking about, like, I'm getting offended. Especially when you really got to know where the intent is. If you are trans and you're looking around saying that Dave Chappelle is out to get you, you're lying to yourself because, again, no fans of his are literally walking around saying, hey, fuck you, we hate you. No one's saying that to you. Stop that. Please stop. There's people posting a lot of fake information online and shit. As so many that have not even watched the fucking special. How are you not watching the special, but you're listening to everyone else say, well, he said some really hurtful things. Motherfucker, what? In the context of a joke, can't be said. And you need that, but you have to fucking watch it. And then the worst part, you know, saying with just, you know, like watching a special and stuff like that, there's a certain way that you gotta go into it and be about it when you go to go watch. When you go to, you know, saying go look at this special. You can't already sit down and just be like, I really don't give a fuck about this person, because you're already going to hate it. You're already going to hate it. And it, like, I there was so many people that I saw that had something negative to say about this, about the special. And I'm like, there's no way you've ever listened to any of Dave Chappelle's specials. There's no way. There's just no way. The man's the GOAT for the reason, because, like, not only does he have the comedy, the man just can bring up the reality of what's going on around us and really just bring that on, you know, bring that to light in his special, in his way, with his thoughts. And, you know, saying when you hear what he's got to say, it's, you know, saying he'll make you laugh, you know, saying, and then sometimes he can really make you fucking think. Like, you're like, God damn, man. Like, how the hell he do that? And he's got, like, Dave Chappelle's got one special that he did for George Floyd that was literally the same amount of time that Derek Chauvin's knee was on his neck. That's how long the special was. You know, saying he made you laugh, made you cry. He made you feel things. And it's just, not a lot of comedians have that talent to do stuff like that. You know, a lot of people haven't seen some things like that, you know, brought out in an extremely long time. Like, he can say vulgar shit that can kind of make you gasp a little bit. But then at the same time, if you keep listening, everything comes back full circle, man. Like, he'll bring one joke up in the beginning of his segment, and then you won't hear it until the end. And you're like, God damn, how did he do that? Like, he's so good at that, man. I've also seen some really some cool people that, you know, that were trans that said they watched the special and they immediately defended him because they were like, yo, I get it. Like, he did a great job. He you know what I'm saying? It, like, him making fun of himself and saying, you know, calling himself a transphobic comedian and stuff like that during his special was literally on purpose just for laughs. It wasn't to hurt you. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have a lot of people out here. Y'all not gonna make it. Y'all really not gonna make it. Because somebody's words is really hurting you so much that y'all feel like these words have bullets behind them. And they're directed at you. And you feel like everybody is out to get you. You gotta work on that. You have to. We gotta stop. You know what I'm saying? In certain aspects, we gotta tell, you know, saying, let people understand that, like, you're never gonna like everything that, you know, the way that someone else thinks. You're never gonna like that. Yeah, not everybody's gonna be 100% on board with things that other people say, or, you know, certain things that a certain way that certain people think. But not everybody has ill intent to hurt you as a people and as a whole. Like, as a person, no one's trying to put you down. And if you feel like you're being put down in Dave Chappelle's special, I want you to know you don't have a funny bone in your body. You really don't. And you need to work on it, because that is, like, the last person that's trying to fucking hurt you. And I don't like it when I hear someone say, like, oh, well, you know, he was really fucked up. And he was just putting down on my people. Knock it off. Because he wasn't. He really wasn't. And in my experience, I've met some people out there, and this is fucked up in its own way. But I've met some people out there, if you nag them enough about something, they will fucking troll you. And again, it's not to hurt you, but it's because you just come out and say that someone is something that they're not. And they just say, you know what? Fuck it. If you want to keep on calling me this and calling me out of my name, then fine. I'm going to roll with what you keep on telling me that I am, even though I've told you that I'm not that person. And I'm now going to fuck with you. And I'm going to have fun with it, because this is what you wanted. And it sounds fucked up, but this is what people out there do. They will troll you just for the sake of trolling you, even though in their heart, they have no ill intent. It's just like when black people feel like they're being mistreated. you go to a store and you feel a certain way about somebody, how they were talking to you or something like that. It's because I'm black, blah, blah, blah. The moment you say that to, you know, saying to a white person, there's some white people I've been around, literally, not even a racist bone in their body. But the moment you say shit like that to them, they'll start trolling you and they'll go ahead and start, you know, saying, they'll just say, fuck it. Yeah. Yeah. I hate you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't stand all of you people. And again, they have no hate in their heart. They haven't even said anything racial, but someone else out there was like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I don't like the way you do this or blah, blah, blah. And it just pissed them off. And they were just like, fuck it. Okay. I guess I am all those things you said. Fuck it. I hate you too. Whatever. There's really people out there that's like that. And this is, and in his special, Dave always brings up, he's like, hey man, y'all need to calm down. Y'all making too many demands. Calm down. One thing that he said that was really on point with the LGBT community plus was the fact that, when a lot of gay people out there, they are, you know, saying, all of the LGBTQ plus is a part of the minority. You are a minority. If you're a part of that community, you are a minority. But he brought up the fact that, you know, certain, gay whites, you know, they are a minority because they are gay. But the moment there's a certain incident happens, you know, they get involved into something, they go right back to being white and call the cops. And that was something to think about. It was something to think about. There's a lot of different, and no one has to fully agree. But if you hear from certain people's examples, then you'll get it and you'll get an understanding. Cause I've always felt a certain way about this attitude that certain people out there have. And this is one guy that I met a long time ago. This young man is poised for greatness. Like ever since I had met him, you know, he just had that, that star potential in him, you know. Just felt like he was gonna go places, man. Especially when I seen him when he got to college, the moves he was making. I was very shocked. Well, you know, when I seen it, he had came out and he was, you know, he came out the closet, you know, let everybody know who he truly was. And I was 100% supportive and still haven't changed my mind on that, because not everybody out here is against you. Not everybody out here fucking hates you, man. Like if you're gay, the support and love that you're going to be able to have, you know, saying to get out there is so much better than it was back then. You know, it's still an issue in the black community because, you got some hard-headed folks out here, man. But as long as you have that circle of, you know, actual real loving people, that's the last thing you got to worry about is feeling like you're alone, because the last thing you should feel is that you're alone. In this day and age with technology, the groups that are out there, the communities, the outreaching, don't feel alone. You know, I know there's some hateful people out there, but just, you can't look into everything in life as a negative, because sometimes that energy that you put out in the universe is going to come back. You know, all you push out is negative energy. Sometimes that's all that's going to come back. And so you just got to go into certain things with a certain mindset. I can never tell a gay person or a trans person how they're supposed to think and act. That's not what's going on. It's just, there's too much animosity that I've seen too. From certain people, a lot of rah-rah when they come to the table. We need to sit down and talk, you know? We need to sit down and fucking laugh at certain things. We need to laugh about those things so we can bring healing. But when you're talking about that table, sometimes we don't necessarily always have that. I heard one trans person say this, that, you know, if I come to the table upset and you come to the table upset, now we're both at the table pissed off, trying to communicate with each other, and we're angry, and no one's going to have a good talk if both of us are just fucking angry at each other. We have to come to the table and speak. And I want that to happen. Like, I don't want to hear about trans people killing themselves because they feel like, you know, they shouldn't be here. That's not what's going on here. That's just not. And we shouldn't have that. And there's a lot of hateful people out there, but there's so many other people that are out there that just, they're not thinking about you. And that's not a bad thing. They are worried about their own lives and what they got to do. And when they finally do hear about you, it's just a certain ways that they do hear about you. Like, you can't just walk up to somebody and just be like, yo, you are a transphobe. Like, you don't know me. Don't call me names. Like, don't do that. There's no amazing way to go over these things. There's no, like, perfect way to do it. It's just, we need to come to the table without that animosity between each other. Because there shouldn't be any animosity in the first goddamn place, man. What are we hating on each other for? There's too much life out here. You know? There's too much shit that I got going on in my life. I'm never in my life trying to put somebody else down. I want understanding, but I'm not trying to, like, hurt nobody. I don't want nobody ever killing themselves, you know. That's the last thing I ever want to hear, you know, from somebody or about somebody, that they hurt themselves because of what other people were thinking. And I have seen this shit. I have definitely seen this. There's definitely a two-way street on this. You got a lot of hateful, ignorant people out there that say some things, you know, and it can make a person lose their mind and do some fucked up things. Then you actually have some people out there that already, they kind of, you know, they need a shoulder to cry on. They just needed that right person in their life to, or the people in their life to just have their fucking back, which is something that all of us want. You know what I mean? You know, a lot of us are always pushing to make it, be famous, to be successful, whatever that is. And there's always a roadblock. And right now it seems to be that, you know, this is the new roadblock. There's some of you guys out there that, you know, you feel different. Feel however you want to feel. Just don't worry so goddamn much about how the person next to you feels about how you feel about yourself. Stop that. Get the help you need. Talk, you know, send it to a professional. If that's what you need to do. I do still feel like I don't really have anybody that I know personally that is trans to ever have that conversation with them. But I just know that I never will want anybody feeling like I've said something to another person out there that was trans and they wanted to hurt themselves. Like, I would feel, you know, saying terrible. Dave talked about a woman that he met that was trans, that was, you know, she felt everything about him. Like, he was her mentor. He was, you know, he was everything to her. So he gave her the greatest opportunity that you could give a person in that same field. He was a comedian. So he let her open up for her. And he was brutally honest about that, that entanglement, man. He was very brutally honest in his story. And it's a tearjerker if you watch the special. And that's talking about Daphne. This is something I still can't understand how he was able to do this in his special. You got to watch it because this is why this nigga is the GOAT. This man is talking about his friend. And then, you know, you're thinking that this person is still alive, still doing okay. And then he talks about how she killed herself because of how other trans people and other people in the LGBTQ plus community came at her heart. Excuse me. They came at her extremely hard because she defended him. She defended him. And she said some beautiful fucking words about him. Talking about how he doesn't, you know, saying how he doesn't punch down, doesn't punch up. You know, he punches straight lines and he's a master at his craft. Like, I mean, hands down, that was beautiful. Like, and for him to see her say that, you know, that's got to hit you right in the feels, man. Like, this is somebody that I, you know, I'm fast friends with and I'm trying to help. And, you know, I have their back if they need me. And when he talks about how his friend was, you know, holding in there, you know, talking shit to the other people online after they came at her. And he says that one part that she killed herself 6 days after everything went down. That fucking sucked, man. That absolutely sucked. That hurt right in the fucking feels. She killed herself. And that means if you're, and it hurts me. I've heard stories of some trans people out there hurting themselves. And I have a problem with the way that our government handles certain things. Because see, things got political when trans people started getting on the map. And I know this is going to be a sensitive thing to say out loud to people, because there's so many people out there. When you open your mouth and say something, they get offended. And we got to stop, you know, let me say my shit. But just know it doesn't come with ill intent. It doesn't come with I want to hurt you. It comes with I just don't understand. And there's so many people that don't understand. And they're not trying to say, hey, this is how we want you to feel. Stop with the fucking rah-rah shit. We got to stop this. You got to let a lot of people out there get to understand and know what's going on. Because a lot of people just don't. They really just don't know. And there's a lot of ignorance that's out there. But you can't combat that ignorance with attitude, you know, saying, and animosity, because the only thing that's going to happen is there's just going to be animosity and anger back. And now you just got two groups just pissed off at each other. And where's the solution? Everybody's ready to fight, but who's ready to talk? Who's ready to like get the shit out there or on the air? You know, saying who's ready for healing? Is it wrong to say or ask the question? Because I've only heard this a few times, you know, I know that trans people have to, you know, they have to talk, you know, they have to talk to a therapist or whatnot. They have to speak to somebody before they do their conversion and stuff like that. Before they have their surgeries and all that stuff, there's a process that has to go and, you know, that has to happen. I'm not asking for any of that shit to be shut down. I just want to know, has anybody ever been told no? Has anybody ever been told no when they were trying to go through their conversion? Has anybody ever been told like, hey, I don't think this is for you? I've said that shit before and someone got upset and I was like, why? I don't know. I really don't know. Well, you're ignorant. How? I mean, I guess I am ignorant, but I'm asking the question. How can we get to the healing part and the conversation part if we're just going to be angry at each other? Like, it's literally no different than the 90s where, you know, black people were just so fucking angry with anything you said black. If you said black in the 90s, like literally a black person was like, what you say? What you say? You know, like that animosity, like where is that coming from? Like, we can't get to no, you know, saying to no conversation and speaking and healing if we just, you know, just going to fucking attack someone every goddamn time they say something. Like, every other day, Joe Rogan says something and everybody flips out. You know, the man can't get a word out before it's been turned around and scrutinized and all this other shit. It's just, I don't know. I feel like, you know, we should be able to have a talk. You know, and certain people should be able to like ask those questions without there being certain repercussions, you know, to them. The cancel culture, on the other hand, just when it comes to comedians, I can't speak for everybody else, but when it comes to comedians, we got to chill. There's a lot of comedians out there that put a lot of work into making sure that they, you know, that they put these jokes with thought. And again, you shouldn't look at a comedian that's doing their special and say, you know what, that person is out there to get us. If that person doesn't have any true hatred behind their words when they're, you know, they're doing their comedy skits, you need to understand that this is comedy. If someone's really overstepped their, you know, their boundaries, that's one thing. but I know I after seeing all of the Dave Chappelle specials, I just want a lot of trans people to just know, like, that's Dave is not one of those. It's one of those people. That's, you know, like, Dave is definitely, he's one of the special ones you can have behind you, behind your cause. He's one of the special people that you can definitely have. That story with Daphne, you know, it fucking hurt knowing that she passed away. Because, I mean, this, you know, without a second glance, this man was going to help her. You know what I mean? And it wasn't to be like, hey, I got a trans friend. You know, he literally just wanted to help. And when he met her, you know, he couldn't help but feel something, because, like, here's somebody that's like, yo, you're my everything as a comedian. I want to be a comedian, and you're everything. And he was going to help. You know, saying he wanted to give her pointers and, you know, keep letting her open up, because he just saw how naturally funny she was. That whole thing with the person saying, does the carpet match the drapes? And she turned back and says, no, I don't have carpets, but I have hardwood floors. That's fucking hilarious. That is absolutely hilarious. If I was there that night, I'm definitely a Daphne fan that night. She made up with one joke, like he said. She made up with one joke everything that she did in the beginning of that night was all redeemed with just that one joke. It was fucking beautiful. But just to know that she died, it hurts. Because people like that should not be gone. People like that should not feel so attacked and damaged that they fucking hurt, you know, saying that they would literally hurt themselves. And she had a little girl, and Dave wants to be the person that hands the money to that little girl. He wants to be the person that hands that money to that little girl and lets her know, you know, saying about her father. Because, you know, like, you know, about her father, and then about, you know, the amazing woman that she was. Someone said something online about that, and they was like, I thought that was rude. And I was like, you can literally just fuck off. That shit was amazing. Because it was true. Before she turned into, you know, so before she did her conversion or whatever, she was a mother. You know? I mean, she was a father. So, you know, now, you know, her life as a woman, like, yeah, he's not ready to have that conversation with a little girl right now. But when he gets old, you know, when he's going to be able to have that conversation, and it's going to come from the heart, and it's going to mean everything to that little girl, you know, to know that, you know, like, here was somebody out there that was supportive of my father, you know, saying 100% through and through, because that's exactly who that person is to that little girl. You know, that, you know, even though she did the change, you know, that was her father. You can't take that away from that little girl. As far as, you know, as the turf thing, I can't speak for all of that, but he literally was, he had a beautiful special, man. And it just, and hopefully some people go out there with an open heart and, you know, saying, and check it out. You know, but if it doesn't float your boat, it doesn't float your boat. This has been the PVL Show, presented by Nerd Rage. As always, I love you guys, and we're gonna keep these episodes coming. I want you guys to keep doing the same thing that you guys have been doing, like you always have. Just word of mouth and letting people know about the PVL Show. I'm your host, DLP the Prince. I love you. Until next time.